We're halfway to the farm, and I'm congratulating myself on navigating that conversation well, when Parker pipes up again from the back seat.
"Hey, Mama," she asks. "What kind of people do you love? Boys or girls or people who use different words?"
I shouldn't be surprised by this, but I am totally unprepared. I think back to my conversation with Inez at the bar. You are whoever you say you are. "I'm like you," I say, wondering if I can dodge for just a little longer. I think everyone should fall in love with whoever they want, as long as that person is kind and respectful and loves them back.
"But what about you?" Parker asks. "I've never even seen you kiss. Even Anna kisses in Frozen, and she's a teenager."
I open my mouth to say I like boys, or men, but what comes out is something entirely different. "I guess you'll find out if I ever find someone to fall in love with."
"I hope you do,"
Parker says a little dreamily as she stares out the car window.
"And I hope they like me."
"I could never love anyone who didn't like you," I promise her. "Now let's listen to some music, okay?" I turn up the radio. That song is on again, the one Parker knows all the words to, and I welcome the distraction from more questions. It doesn't work so well on me, though. I'm thinking about what Parker said, about hoping I fall in love someday. Of course she hopes that. She's a Disney princess movie fanatic. Love to her is a fairy tale because she's never seen it up close. How messy it can be. How lost people can get. I'll never tell her that the reason I've never let anyone get close in all these years is because I've never met a man I could trust with her heart, her future. I think of my own parents, who didn't even break up, just quietly resented each other and made it everyone's problem. Whose expectations for me were so rigid and all-consuming that I left home the moment I could and never looked back. Most of my friends growing up had seen messy divorces, some of them violence. All of us were screwed up by it in our own ways. I tell myself it'll be better for Parker this way, that she'll get to fall in love with a clean slate when it's her turn. What's another 12 years of emotional celibacy if that's the reward?